Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news that you need to know. God has a plan for the relationship between Christians and their elected officials. That's the headline. Sam Rohr comes to give us the details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Praise the Lord, Sam, for that great opportunity that the Lord opened up for you to share and bring these guys together. Let me ask this question. What do you suggest to Christians that may know these men or women and maybe even go to church with them? How should we deal with that type of a situation?
Well, you know, I think in the case of every person, every citizen who has someone who represents them, the Bible tells us, number one, you need to pray for them because they watch for our souls. And that's the spiritual relationship, whether it's a person at church leadership or the person in office. They have a duty before God, and that's one of the areas for which they will give account to God at some time. How well did they actually watch for their souls, as in protecting and helping them as individuals to achieve God's plan for their lives as God has created us? Well, that is one. We can pray for them. But if we're going to pray for somebody, it's a whole lot easier to pray for somebody that you've actually met. So I encourage people, set up a meeting. Go in and meet your representative, your senator, your school board members. Know who they are. Let them know that you are praying for them. None of them are going to throw you out of their office when you tell them that you came because you want to pray for them. They will all, that I have ever met, will say, thank you, I need your prayer. Get to know them personally, pray for them, and then I would encourage the person in the pew to encourage their pastors to actually bring in those who are in office and have a God and country day. Have them come in and have the elected officials come to that office. Let them meet the people. Let them hear and sit under the gospel preaching, and have the leadership of the church and the deacons get up and have these people come forward and lay hands on them and pray for them that they would know the God of heaven and that they would do the will of the God of heaven. Powerful impact if those simple things were done.
Sam Rohr, a former state senator from Pennsylvania, and today president of the American Pastors Network and host of Stand in the Gap Radio and Television, giving us some biblical ideas on how to develop a relationship with our elected officials. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 to 4 demands that we pray for those in higher authority. Our prayers will then allow us to live a quiet, peaceable, godly life and open the way for us to lead people to Jesus Christ. This scenario is acceptable in the sight of God, and it is His plan for the last days. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...